The Art of Overcoming with Ayanna Ma'at. I'm Askia Muhammad. Thank you for listening to WPFW Washington.
I'm the very best can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up. All the doctors make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. No, 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 no. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Change it, yeah, just you and me. Change it, yeah, change it. Can't do it alone,
do it alone.
Need some help, y'all, y'all. Can't do it alone. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help.
Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
I'll
change the world. What it used to be.
Yeah.
Do it alone.
Do it alone.
Need some help, that.
Yeah. Need some help, that. Yeah.
Don't use us. Stop using.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to The Art of Overcoming. This is Iyana Ma'at, and I am your host. And my goodness, what a privilege it is to be on air with you all on the last day of 2018, y'all. It is December 31st, 2018. This is the last day of the year. And so many of us, for so many reasons, are looking back and reflecting on what we've done and what we've experienced and, you know, all that good stuff, right? And what's happened well, what hasn't happened, right? And then we like, wait a minute, come tomorrow, it will be 2019 and we will be in a brand new year. And I don't know about y'all, but for me, anytime there is a brand new day, and especially a brand new year, that means there is a brand new opportunity to get it right, to do some things differently. And there are all kinds of possibilities out here. Again, my name is Iyana Ma'at. This is The Art of Overcoming here on WPFW 89.3 FM. And you know what we're about here at WPFW. We're about waking you up. We're about making sure you don't go to sleep on the job. That means the job that is your life. And today I have some wonderful guests who are going to come on, and are going to speak with us and talk with us and inspire us. Because when I just start to think about, the two of these women, who they are and what they've done, and how they're flowing and moving in the world, I just start to get, you know, like, wait a minute, I know I can do some things. I know there are some things that are still inside of me that have to get birthed. And so today, that's what we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on how to overcome the barriers that get in the way of us moving towards our God-given potential, and not just having a sense of what the vision is for our lives and what the purpose is and, you know, what the call is, whatever you want to call it. But also, wait a minute, guess what? If you want to come down and really get something done, you got to be able to execute. You got to be able to execute. And so today I have two guests that are going to come on and share with us a little bit. They are wonderful, y'all, and they are sisters, not just like sister friends, okay? Not those kind of sisters. They are truly, literally sisters. And they are the wonderful and awesome Christine St. Ville and Julian Kaganda. And you're going to correct me, Julian, if I'm not pronouncing your last name correct, because I correct people on my last name all the time, but I think I got it correct.
Perfect.
It's perfect. Okay. Good, 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 good. Okay. So welcome to the show, Christine and Julian.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm excited to be here to close out
2018 with you.
Yes. Oh my gosh, y'all. I'm so, so happy that this worked out the way that it did, because you all are the perfect guests to have on today's show. And for those who are listening right now, we're going to have a free flowing conversation today. We're going to talk about, you know, all of the things that we're excited about, but all of the things that also, you know, if something really excites you, then it also on some level probably gets you a little bit scared. And sometimes there are some things that get in the way, some barriers and that kind of stuff. And so, you know, as you all listen today, wherever you are, whether you at home or you on the job or driving in the car, wherever you are, I want you to know that there's something very specific in particular that you're supposed to get from today's show. And so you need to get your notepad out and you need to pay attention and you need to listen. These two sisters, are just really, really awesome. And I just want to thank you all again, for just being willing to come on and tell your stories. You know, I like to be able to highlight people and their successes and that kind of thing. But I also like to go behind the people, because people see folks in their success, but they don't understand, you know, necessarily what it took to get there. And so I'm going to let you all talk a little bit about who you all are individually and collectively in a moment. But first, I just want y'all to know that these two sisters are powerful. They have been willing to conquer their own personal and professional struggles so that they could finally walk in their purpose as business owners. They have a wonderful, wonderful journal and planner that they're going to talk about later on in the show. But we really want you all to talk today about some of the insights that you have that have helped you to move along your own path to uncovering your God-given purpose and being able to, you know, end the year in a way where you're like, you know what, I did that. When I look back, you know what, I did that, right? And nobody probably can say I did everything, but I did that in such a way that I'm able to be proud and I can exhale and say, wow, I did a good job. And we all want to achieve that and accomplish that. So I'm just happy that I've got two strong, powerful sisters on the show. Christine, Julian, please, whoever wants to start, tell us a little bit about who you be.
Who we be. Well, thank you so much for that introduction.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is Christine. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. I love what Ayana's been doing and have been following her. So it's an honor, truly. So who I be? So my name is Christine St. Bill. I am the founder and creator of Moms in Charge, which is a community I started back in 2012 because my mission was to empower moms to go after their goals and dreams in addition to being a great mom. What I was finding, being a stay-at-home mom and being in different Facebook groups, is that a lot of moms were putting their goals and their dreams on hold because they felt like they had to be a mom full-time and that's the only thing that they could be and do. And so I wanted to create a platform and a community that would inspire moms to say, you know what, I can do both. Like, I can be a great mom and I can still go after my goals and dreams. And I'm also the founder and creator of Purpose Driven Media, which is a boutique agency, social media agency, where we manage social media for clients. And so in addition to being an author with my sister, one of the things that we found, and, you know, we'll probably go into this as we talk today, is, you know, both of us had clients. We both had our own businesses, and we realized that, you know, there were a lot of women who were struggling with different areas. And so we came together and tried to figure out what is a product that we can create to help women to go, you know, to push past their obstacles and their challenges and to decide that they're going to, you know, go after whatever it is in their life that they wanted to. And so we decided to co-author a book in 2014. We can't believe we're going on 5 years since we wrote this book. And
yeah,
we're still, you know, getting accolades and we're still getting people reaching out to us and sharing with us how the book has changed their lives. But the book is Whose Shoes Are You Wearing? 12 Steps to Uncovering the Woman You Really Want to Be. And for us, it was a therapeutic process because, you know, we shared things that we hadn't shared outside of ourselves or, you know, in my case with my spouse. And so, you know, in writing the book, we realized it wasn't about us, but it was about the people whose lives that we knew we were purposed to change. And so we're just honored to be able to share a little bit of our story with you guys today.
Oh, yes, yes. All right. I'm getting excited because y'all going to have some good stuff today. I got my pad out. I'm taking notes, like, for real. I'm not just saying that. I'm for real.
excited
for real.
Yes. We're excited about being able to share. I mean, there's so many things, I think, and this is Julian, but I think there's so many things that sometimes when you have gone through the process and you've been able to conquer a particular obstacle, sometimes you take it for granted that, okay, everybody should know this by now, but mm-hmm. we come to realize that a lot of people don't really know how to get through obstacles, and then once they get through it, how do they really rise up from that, which is one of the greatest challenges. So I am Julian B. Kiganda, and yes, you did say that right.
All Thank right, you very good. Much.
And I am the CEO of JDK Brand Design, where we design, build, and fix brands that make an impact in diverse communities. And, you know, I have always, even with my work in working with corporations and nonprofits and small businesses, authors, and helping them build their brands, it is very purpose-driven. And mm-hmm. that, with the book, as my sister was saying, it was really about helping people discover and live out their purpose. So even in my work as a transformational brand strategist, I have found that I'm often working with my clients through some of their own, sometimes personal and professional challenges, so that they can really take advantage of the brands that we build for them. So purpose, really, I think, is at the heart of what both of us do. Because we recognize that if you don't have a clear purpose, a clear why, then it's really hard for you to set goals and meet them. Mm-hmm. You're kind of just kind of going through life, doing whatever, moving wherever way the wind blows.
Shiny object syndrome.
Right, shiny object syndrome, I tell you. And I know I've had that too. But we recognize that the clearer you are about your purpose, then it makes it easier to understand those things that you have to say no to, which mm-hmm. do not align with your purpose. So we're excited to talk about purpose and how to reach your goals, because your goals that you set for yourself should be aligned with your purpose and your bigger vision for your life, and they should be driven by your why. So we ready to get it started.
Yes. All right. Okay. So look, so I want, for those who are listening and you already know you're going to want to get in on this conversation, I want you to call in to 202-588-0893 for your comments and questions for Christine and Julian. 202-588-0893. But okay, this is where we got to start, y'all. So I want you all to take us back a little bit and talk to us a little bit about where you were before Moms in Charge. Where were you before Purpose Driven Media and JBK Designs? And what did you have before you? How were you flowing? Did you just get birthed out into the world? Because you know your mom and dad just raised y'all right, and y'all knew from the time. Because you know people out there, they're like, well, I started my first business when I was 5 years old, and I was selling, you know, earrings out on the grass. You know, like, dang, they just had it from the jump. But I want to know a little bit about, and I know our listeners want to hear a little bit about, you know, what your process was, and maybe even a little bit about what you had to overcome. If you could just speak a little bit about that, kind of give us a glimpse into your life, because I know y'all not just like, you know, all I do is business. Y'all got full lives with lots of things to take care of and manage, not to mention the emotional and mental barriers that can sometimes get in the way. So talk to us a little bit about that.
So I'll start. This is Julian, and we actually love that question mm-hmm. because so many times we look at other people's lives on social media, and yeah, it does look perfect, and you don't see what happens outside of the camera, outside of that frame that you see the picture. So we are actually really excited about being able to talk about our challenges, and that's a lot of the stuff that we share in our book, Whose Shoes Are You Wearing? And that's actually one of the reasons we wrote the book, because we found that there are so many people who talk about the what, but they never talk about the how. How do you get through what you're going through?
Right.
So for me, I think one of the greatest obstacles, I know a number of your listeners can probably relate to this, one of the greatest obstacles I had to overcome was my divorce in 2006. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's one of those things where when you get married, you don't get married thinking, oh, you're going to be divorced in a few years. Like, that's never the expectation. But what I recognize for myself is, and I'm a journaler. So I've kept journals from the time I was in grade school, and I kept journals while I was married. And when I looked at these journals, I went back and I reread some of the journals that I had written, some of the entries I had written, throughout the time that I was married, I recognized that I was still trying to figure out who I was. I think so many times we get attached to a person, a situation, an organization, a job, and we allow that to define us. And then when that thing is no longer there, we have to now figure out how do we now define ourselves for ourselves. So in a lot of ways, my divorce, having to go through that was, oh my goodness, I have to say it was the toughest thing I had ever gone through. My daughter was, let's see, 6 months old when we separated and almost 2 years old when we finally divorced. And so I had to, you know, deal with being a single mother, something else that I never thought I would be. Mm-hmm. But I refused to define myself as divorced. I refused to define myself as a single mother. Those are all things that were roles or things that happened to me, but it wasn't who I was.
Right.
And I would say that's probably one of the most important things that people need to understand when it comes to things like failure, when it comes to things like divorce, when it comes to things like obstacles. Those things don't define who you are. I think people say, oh, I'm such a failure, or I'm a divorced person. And I just refuse to say that. Even now when I look at forms to fill out, I don't even like putting the word divorce. I'm like, that's the thing that happened to me. That's not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Say that.
So talk a little bit about this, though. Tell us how, for, you know, whether we're looking at the example of divorce or anything else, what is it about what people experience, Julian, that oftentimes they take into themselves, and that gets in the way of them being able to birth their purpose, their creativity, what is it about these experiences that we have? Because I don't even know if people necessarily connect the dots and realize that if they feel as though they've been stuck or, you know, just not, I don't have any motivation, whatever. Why is it that we are taking those things in? What happens? And that allows us or disallows us to be able to move forward in our lives.
Yeah, I think it's a number of things, but I'll tell you what it was for me and what I think it is for a lot of people. I think number one, when you go through something that's traumatic, a lot of times we don't really feel what we feel. We try to get through it really quickly, get over it, get around it. We don't want to go through it. You know, we don't want to actually get into it. So the one thing that I did for myself when I was going through that challenging time in my life is I allowed myself to grieve. And I wanted to make sure that I got it out of my system so that I didn't carry it with me because I had a child watching me. So that was one thing. I allowed myself to feel what I felt. And that allowed me to truly heal. Like, you have to go really deep sometimes to heal those things. And it can be a scary thing because it forces you to look at yourself. So the second thing was I had to look at, okay, where did I go wrong in the situation? Because if you got into that situation, then there was something that attracted that into your life, something about you that attracted that into your life. So I had to take a really hard look at myself and say, okay, what could I have done differently? What should I do differently so that I do not make that same mistake again? And I think the third thing for me was also understanding that, you know, whatever that person did to me, whoever this may be in your life that hurt you, you have to recognize that it's not about you. When somebody hurts you, you know, they say, and I love what Iyanla Banzan says. She says, hurting people hurt people.
Right.
So when I came to understand that, Iyanla, that's when I said, okay, you know what? That was a huge part of my healing and coming out of that space, because it was no longer what did I do wrong? What was it about me that wasn't great or whatever? It was, okay, you know what? That person has stuff they were going through, and I was just a scapegoat. I had to take myself out of that feeling like it was my fault in some way, shape, or form, and taking on me what I thought they thought about me. And I had to say, you know what? I put that's an objective thing that has nothing to do with me. I got to go on my own journey to heal and discover my purpose.
Oh, my goodness. You might take that's the church.
Said it all. Wait a minute. Said it all. I think we're done.
I'm
done.
I know. I'm like, she had taken us to church. I'm like, about to be slain up in here. Okay. So, seriously, this right here is so deep. And again, if you're listening, you want to get in on this conversation, call 202-588-0893. Again, 202-588-0893. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Christine St. Ville and Julian Kaganda, who who are, they're both just, they're powerhouses. They are business owners. They are empowering other women, to really lean into their purpose and their destiny and, to be the masters of their own fate. And so today I thought it was perfect timing to have them on as we end 2018 and move into 2019 with new possibilities. So what we kind of just kind of tripped into, and it really wasn't tripped into because Julian knows what she's talking about. She knows
exactly
what she's talking about. But what we talked about right here is the fact, and I want our listeners to really pay attention to this, that there is nothing in your experience that you can escape and that will not impact your entire being. Everything that you are doing and flowing through and moving through in your life will be impacted by your experiences if you do not manage them properly. Matter of fact, you won't just have your experiences impact you. They will impact you no matter what. But what will the impact look like? Will it be negative? Will it be that you are not able to move forward in whatever idea or dream or just vision that you have for your life? Or will it be that you are able to utilize what has happened to you and what you have experienced emotionally, mentally, what have you, in a very powerful way, because it shows you some things perhaps about yourself that you did not know. And it gives you something else to pull from that wasn't there before. So I think that's really important, because oftentimes, particularly this time of year, y'all, folks are doing vision boards and writing down goals and putting all of this stuff out there, but not ready to do what Julian so eloquently talked about, which is look at ourselves and look at where we need to shift and change, where we need to make some adjustments. And in order for us to be effective going forward, we have to do some real inner looking, because wherever you go, there you are. You cannot escape yourself. You cannot escape yourself. So let's do this for a moment. Christine, if you can just talk a little bit about Moms in Charge. I want our listeners to know a little more about your business and your experiences. I am very familiar with Christine St. Ville and, her impact and all of the things that she's been able to do. But talk about your life, because, girl, a lot of people want your life. And I just have to let all the folks out here, who know Christine, look, you might get little glimpses, but you got to create your own. You got to create your own, because we each have to find and flourish in our own lane. So that's important. But you have created, and I think it's very inspirational, a life and a business that serves you, that serves others. So talk a little bit about your business and kind of a little more about what you do and what your day-to-day life is like as an entrepreneur.
Well, thank you so much. And let me just go back to what you just said, because it's so funny that we're talking about, just the authenticity and how we have to keep it real, because the first chapter of our book is keeping it real, removing the weave, the lashes, and the heels.
All right.
And, we realized even in the writing process how we had to push each other to share our truth and to share authentically, because we knew that it wasn't about us. So, for me, before Moms in Charge, I was in a state of, trying to figure out who I was. And so, selfishly, Moms in Charge became something that I needed for myself at the time. Mm-hmm. I left my corporate job in 2011 when I was pregnant with our third child, and it was a hard decision because, it was something that needed to be done, but something that, it really wasn't on good terms at the time. But, one of the things that I realized was being a stay-at-home mom was not as easy as I thought it would be. It wasn't as glamorous as what some people may think it might be. And so I was conflicted because, I'm used to having this job that I love to go to, and that was sort of my outlet, and then becoming a stay-at-home mom with three kids under three, and it was like, wait a minute, hold up. What just happened, right?
Right. Three kids under three, enough said. My goodness.
Right. You know about that life,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And so, in that process, like, people talk about postpartum, and you don't really know what it is until maybe you've already either gone through it or you're coming out of it, because it looks so different than what you see or what you hear. And so it wasn't until I was kind of starting to come out of it that I was like, oh, wait a minute, like, something wasn't right. And so I, shared a little bit about that in the book, just me trying to figure out who I was. Like, I had, became someone who I didn't even know, stopped doing the things that I had enjoyed doing before kids, and, you know, started to put them first in every single thing. And so, you know, I lost a little bit of myself and I lost who I was. And so my own identity, I like to say that I became a victim of identity theft. Mm. And it was motherhood that stole my identity. And so Moms in Charge allowed me to really discover who I was. And in being able to try to empower other moms, it was like, okay, yeah, wait a minute. I need some self-care too. Okay, let me understand what this self-love thing is all about, this self-care thing is all about. You know, it became, okay, my kids are going to grow up and I'm going to tell them that they can do and be who they want to be. And I need to be able to set that example for them. And so it became, you know, me figuring out who I was and what I wanted to do so that I can be that example for my kids. And that's really what it's been like through the work that I do with Moms in Charge, being able to work with different brands as a blogger, as an influencer. My kids have been to Disney for the last 3 years. They don't understand that it's not normal. And I'm trying to explain that to them, that it's not normal, right? But, you know, it took me sharing my truth. It took me sharing my stories, you know, through my blog, through the different brands that I've worked with to be able to create, you know, this life that we, you know, that we see, you know, on social media. You know, it took me sharing these things to be able to do that. And so now, you know, I'm just blessed that I am able to be at my daughter's gymnastics meets, that I am able to help my other daughter start her own business this year, that I'm able to encourage my son who wanted to play basketball. So these are things that I know I wouldn't be able to do if I was still working, you know, in the setting that I was working before. So definitely grateful for that and still continuing to learn every day.
Yes. You know, I like how, you know, in your book and what you all talked about so far today, you talked a lot about the businesses that you all both have and even in you all's coming together in business, that much of it, if not all of it, has been birthed out of a real clear vision and purpose. And even if there wasn't clarity initially, that you all really pushed through to get to purpose in all of it, versus just, you know, how do I make some money or what have you.
Right.
And I think that's really important, because when, you know, anyone who is in business for themselves knows that there are ebbs and flows to the business. And when it ain't really flowing, it's ebbing more, you know, your purpose and your clarity around why you're here, what you're supposed to be doing, you know, can serve to sustain you along the way. But I have talked to so many people, women in particular, who have said to me, okay, that sounds so beautiful. And I hear folks talk about this all the time. And, you know, what is my purpose and what am I supposed to be doing? And how do I, you know, give birth to that? And I want to create this and create that and, you know, get the barriers out the way. But I don't know what my purpose is. And what does that mean anyway? You know, I had a sister say to me, at a, panel discussion one time, she said, you know, I don't even believe in purpose. You're like, I don't even think that's a real thing. I think that people decide what they want to do and then they call it purpose, you know? So tell me what you all think about that, for particularly those out here who say, you know, I don't even know what that means and I don't know what that is.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, this is Julianne, I think.
Oh, you still there, Julianne? Uh-oh, we can't hear. Are you there? I hear laughing.
I wanted, and I just went out. And so, beginning of last year.
Okay, you're back. We couldn't hear you for a second, but you're back. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. So, I was just saying, the beginning of last year was probably the first time ever in my life that I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. And it was the most uncomfortable place ever. But I recognized that in that space, I think I was being given an opportunity to really be still. I think one of the reasons why people have a hard time figuring out purpose is because they don't allow themselves to be still enough to hear that still small voice that is trying to tell them, look, this is the direction you're supposed to go. Yeah. I know Oprah talks about it all the time, you know, and some people call it instinct. Some people call it the conscience. Some people call it, you know, the collective mind, whatever you want to call it. I call it God. You know, and it really allowed me to get still. And what I would recommend to anybody who is not clear about their purpose, is to just focus on their next best step. Rather than trying to figure out this whole big thing, like, okay, what is my purpose? What am I supposed to do? And you get stressed about not knowing what it is because everybody else around you seems like they know. Figure out what it is that gets you excited. What it is that when you do it, you're fulfilled. What it is that other people tell you that you're good at. What is it that brings you joy and fulfillment? And then do that thing and just focus on your next best step.
Oh, that's good.
I tell you, it's just good. That's a big difference.
Yes, your next step. I mean, if we just think about what we need to do next, I say that so often, then we can stop getting confused with what the process should look like. I think we have a caller who has called in. Caller, go ahead with your question or comment. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. I really appreciate the show today. I just wanted to make a comment. Really just simply say that the show today is really refreshing. And it's refreshing from the perspective that on the sixth day of Kwanzaa today, we're celebrating Kaumba. And you all are talking about being architects of your life, which essentially is being a creator. And so I really appreciate the emphasis that you have on creativity and being a co-creator in your life and being intentional about making sure that you're living the life that you want to live. So thank you. Thank you for the show. It's very refreshing. Your guests are awesome. And again, please continue doing the good work.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you so much. So look, y'all, we're going to take a quick break and listen to this song of the day as we continue to talk with Christine St. Ville and Julian Kaganda, who are here today to talk to us about how we can move forward in 2019, really moving into our purpose and our destiny. When we come back on the other side, we will talk a little more about your planner. I really want people to know about the planner, about your book, and specifically how it's helped so many people to really take all of the many thoughts and different things in their head and concretize them and put them down on paper so that there is a plan to help people move forward. Again, you're listening to The Art of Overcoming. This is Iyanna Ma'at, and I'll see you on the other side.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30 and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody. I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life. And nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything
I do.
My past don't dictate who I am.
I choose,
yeah. I'd have been through some painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm dropping these bags, I'm making room for my joy.
And I choose
to be the best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything
I do.
My past don't dictate who I am.
I choose.
Because you never know what life is gonna take you, and you can't change where you've been.
But today, I have the opportunity to choose.
Release the guilt about my dreams having the way they did, 'cause life is gonna do what it do.
And every day, I have the opportunity to choose.
choose.
Because you never know what life is gonna take you, and you can't change where you've been.
But today, I have the opportunity to choose.
Hey, use the guilt about my days, and the way that day, cause life is gonna do what it do.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. This is Iyanna Ma'at, and this is The Art of Overcoming. We're here today with wonderful, wonderful guests, Christine St. Ville and Julian Kiganda. Christine is the owner of Moms in Charge and Purpose Driven Media. And Julian Kiganda is the owner of JBK Brand Design. And they are awesome. They are sisters. They're talking to us today, y'all, about how they've been able to lean into their purpose, kind of pull back from their struggle and allow some of the obstacles that they have encountered on their walk to get them to where they are today. They're powerful business women, and I thought they were perfect to have on today as we get ready to move into 2019, a brand new year with brand new possibilities. So guys, I again just really love how transparent you all are being, and it's just, I think, really helpful for, again, people to hear what you had to deal with and what you continue, because the growth is never over, and the process and the path is never over. What you continue to have to deal with and face in order to become all that you are made to be. So I want to talk to you all a little bit about your book. Talk to us a little bit. You've spoken a little bit about it, but specifically the planner, because here we are getting ready to start out a brand new year. And when I did some research and looked at your fabulous planner, there's so much, and it ain't just a planner, y'all, first of all. I know y'all already know that. But I'm like, they call this a planner. I mean, it is a transformational planner. So that's a key word, that it really is transformational. And I know for me personally, when I'm trying to move forward, the place where I find myself doing my best work is when I put some parameters in place, I put some routine in place, and I put something around myself that gives me accountability and gives me a place to reflect. And I'm like, yo, like, this planner is all of that. But I'm gonna stop there. I want you all just to talk a little bit, like, how did you come up with it? How did you know what to do and how to put something together that so many, I know it's geared towards women, but I think so many people can take advantage of. How did you all come up with this?
Well, we think it really started with our book, Whose Shoes Are You Wearing? And we recognized it was great to have that book and that we literally had transformed lives. But then we're also looking at a way to keep the message of whose shoes and discovering and living out your purpose in front of people throughout the year. Because real transformation doesn't happen in the week or the month it takes you to read that one book. It happens every single day you commit to it. And so we wanted to create a tool that would complement the message of our book, but then also just help people on their journey throughout the year in reaching their own goals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so with that, we decided, and it's funny because when we wrote our book, we actually had very clear goals of the book. It was never just a book for us. It was always a movement. And so when we wrote our book in 2014, we listed out numerous projects and things that we knew we wanted to bring to the forefront, and the planner was one of them. And so, you know, every year we continue to get input from our community on how we can make it better. One of the things that we realized was the power of story. And so when we shared our stories and got so much feedback from people and how we were able to overcome our obstacles and challenges, we both realized, wow, we're connected to so many amazing women, and their stories are just as powerful. And so we decided, you know what? There's 12 months in the year. We want to feature 12 women every single year. And every single year, that's what we do. We feature women who, you know, and sometimes we have to go back to them and tell them what we told each other, which was, you need to put a little bit more into this. Like, we need a little bit more information. Right. Like, how did you do that?
Right.
And so, you know, they share their stories, and they're transparent with our audience. And, you know, for, again, you may see them on social media and think, oh my gosh, they got it all together. Mm-hmm. But you don't know how they got to, you know, their chapter 20, right? Because all we see is where they are. We don't see where they came from. And so we really enjoy sharing the stories of the women in here. One of the things, you know, that's really powerful for us and what we get from other people, a lot of people don't take time to celebrate their successes. Mm-hmm. Regardless of where you want to be, it's important to share and celebrate those baby steps that got you to where you are now, because you can't get to the top of the ladder without climbing every single step. Yeah. And so we have a place in the planner for you to literally every month write down your successes, regardless of how you feel about where you are and what goals you've accomplished. It's important. And I can personally say that coming to the end of every year and going back month to month and looking at all of the successes, it is mind-blowing. And it literally gives me that jolt that I need to say, you know what? Yeah, I didn't get all six of my goals, but listen, I killed it.
Right, right. Yeah. And you know what? This, you're bringing up something for me, because, I do think, I agree with you that particularly for, folks who, you know, want to be somebody, we always got a goal, something that you're trying to do, trying to manifest, right? You know, it's so easy to get caught up in what it is that we want to get done or what we want to do or what the next thing is on the list. And this brings me back to, I remember some years ago, my husband and I had an event here in DC for couples, and it was the first time we did it, and it was a sold out event, and it was awesome and amazing. And I had so much invested in it emotionally, mentally, financially, everything leading up to it. And I remember we were leaving and riding in the car on the way home afterwards. It was awesome. I mean, all of the guests and everything, it was just great. And I was like sitting in the car, and my husband looked at me and he was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, nothing. I guess I'm good. But I had this strange feeling of, oh, now what? Like, what's next? Like, that's done? Like, okay, that didn't quite do it for me. Like, what, now what? You know, and I had to really think about that. And my husband, you know, of course, he helped to lovingly call me out. it was like, wait a minute, you know, we put all this time and energy into this, and this is, you know, part of what you wanted, and you are so bent on, you know, moving to the next thing, you're not able to even be present in what it is that you were able to accomplish. And you know, I think it's really important for all of us to really think about 2018 and just think about, you know, what did you do well? I mean, were you more connected to your partner? Were you able to spend more time with your children? Were you more calm and allowed yourself to not, you know, get too worked up? Because I know that's one of the things that I'm continually having to focus on. To stay calm, be calm. Look, everything I get myself now, I'm like, give me some aromatherapy, give me a cup, they say calm on it, everything. I mean, I've gotten all kinds of things because I realized that without my knowledge, oftentimes I'm getting wired, and it takes me off my path. So for the two of you, can you share at least one, if not more, but at least one success that you're really proud of from 2018? What can you share that you know was really important to you that you were able to accomplish, whether you fully accomplished it or you made significant forward movement?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ayanna. So I know for me, this is Julian. Last year, I actually went on a trip with one of my mentors and good friends, and this is somebody who... She's very successful, runs a multi-million-dollar consulting company, but she had taken me on vacation with her daughter. My daughter also came with us. It was the four of us, and we were talking, and she was like, you know, I plan six of these trips every year. And I was like, how does she have time to take six trips a year running a multi-million-dollar company?
Wow.
And I came to realize, I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and try it, because if it's working for her, there must be a reason. So I decided to write down six places I wanted to go in 2018 and not even try to, you know, figure out how it was going to happen. Just write it down with the intention of doing that. And the very first place I traveled to was Florida in January of this year. And I said, oh, my goodness, I'm going to start every year on vacation. So for me, one of my greatest successes that has really impacted everything else in my life was taking, it was actually more than six trips this year.
What?
All over, just everywhere. I was probably traveling one to two times every month. And it was because I had the intention, but here's the key to that. It was also realizing that that time off and away from my business and the regular day to day actually helped me clear out space in my mind and get that rest so that when I come back, I'm actually more productive. So I would say my greatest success was taking more time off this year than I probably ever have. And it actually helped me grow my business, which is what a lot of people don't realize.
Wow. Okay, I won't be like you when I grow up, Julia. For real. I'm note taken. I'm writing this thing down. I usually get ready when I come home. You know what we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay, that is good. Christine, tell us. Awesome. Tell us for you.
What, I mean, I probably should have gone first. Now I'm like, wait a minute. Let's go up to that. So I think I have a couple. So one of the things that I have always been supporter of is collaboration and collaboration with other people, that whole African proverb that says, you can go fast alone or far together.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I actually had put together in my mind and actually on my computer, a mom's retreat, for moms. And I did this probably at least 4 years ago. And this year, I was able to collaborate with one of my dear friends and partners, and I helped, to collaborate with her on a mom's retreat that we did, and we hosted in Texas in September. And it was just amazing to be able to do it with someone who understood the purpose, the mission, the passion,
mm-hmm.
And we're continuing to do that together. The other thing that I was trying to wrap my head around, because, you talked about starting a business. My middle child, my daughter, she had been wanting to start a business. And, I'm just like, I don't know, Lord, I can't put another thing on my plate.
Like,
what in the world? But it was important to me to be able to support her. And this year, she not only started her business, but she also co-authored a book. And, I've been able to support her and help her grow in the things that she wants to do. So those are probably my two big wins that I
want to share. Yes. Oh my goodness. Those are amazing. You all, I want you, oftentimes I tell folks people cannot see themselves. And so I don't know. I mean, you all sound like you all really try to be intentional in your day to day life. And I know that y'all are about something, but I just want to, again, thank you so much for coming on today. I want you to recognize that if you don't see yourself, I see you with a capital S E E. And you all are making an impact in more ways than one, by, moving forward towards the call that you feel is on your lives, but also by sharing. And that is so, so very important. I just couldn't, express enough how appreciative I am of your being so willing to share. I think that we have one caller. We're getting to the end of the show, but we're going to let this caller come on in. Caller, go ahead with your comment or question.
Hi, my name is Cheryl, and I am so excited to find you and your show and your guests.
Oh, great. Welcome.
Oh, my goodness. I need to be able to say this shortly, but I just didn't know about you, turned on PFW today because I was having a low day, and ended up listening to blues, which I never do, and then to you, and I'm just overwhelmed. I am a 70-something-year-old who teaches about destiny, mission, purpose, and metaphysics and why we're here. And I was getting disillusioned because I thought, I've got all this stuff that I know, and there's nobody listening.
Oh, wow.
And I just had to call you and tell you that I want to connect with all of you in some way, and thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to get the book. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that call. Oh my goodness. That just hit my heart. Did y'all feel that? I felt that energy. And that makes everything that we're all doing in our lives matter, because no matter what's happening in our lives, we have to remember that it matters, and it matters not just for you. It really ain't about you. Somebody else needs to hear your story and get your gift. Can you all very quickly, as we get ready to end today, tell people how they can find you and connect with you online and offline?
Absolutely. So first, we want to make sure that everyone listening gets an opportunity to purchase our planner, because it does sell out every year.
And so they can go to Whose Shoes Book, that's W-H-O-S-E, whoseshoesbook.com/2019 for our I Am Powerful Transformational Planner this year. And then you can find me, Julie and B. Kiganda, on every platform. My favorite is LinkedIn. Julian B. Kiganda, K-I-G-A-N-D-A .com. And you can also, this is Christine, you can follow our Whose Shoes movement at Whose Shoes Book on social media. And you can also find me everywhere on social media at Moms in Charge, no I.
All right. This has been a wonderful show. We hope that you have just been blessed and have been inspired and motivated, y'all. This is the last day of 2018. Make sure that 2019 is started in the way that you know it should be, on purpose and in power. And remember, there is an art to how we overcome. See you next week, same time, same place.
For WPFW News, I'm Chris Bangert-Drowns with some brief headlines. Senator Elizabeth Warren essentially kicked off her 2020 presidential campaign today, announcing an exploratory committee. In a video emailed to supporters, she made clear the themes that will drive her campaign: economic equality, government accountability, and reining in big corporations. In a recent poll conducted by The Hill, Warren held the highest favorability rating among Democratic senators eyeing a 2020 presidential run. Congressional Democrats are expected to introduce legislation this week intended to end a partial U.S. government shutdown and fund the Department of Homeland Security through February 8th. This legislation is expected to include $1.3 billion for border security, but not the $5 billion President Donald Trump has demanded for his border wall. The Maricopa County Attorney's Office in Arizona is reviewing videos showing workers at a now-closed migrant shelter slapping, dragging, and shoving children with an eye to possible criminal charges. The surveillance videos were obtained by the Arizona Republic last week under a state public records law. Although the Maricopa Sheriff's Office initially said the videos showed no grounds for criminal investigation, the office reversed course Sunday, referring the case to a local district attorney. Tomorrow ushers in new laws across the country, which means wages will be increasing for millions of low-income workers. New minimum wage requirements will take effect in 20 states and nearly two dozen cities. Locally, all employees of contractors for the city of D.C. will make at least $14.50 an hour under the Living Wage Act of 2019. Other laws that go into effect today: Hawaii will become the sixth state, along with Washington, D.C., to legalize medically assisted suicide. An Idaho law will require first-time convicted drunk drivers to have an ignition interlock device installed on their devices for 1 year. California becomes the first state to require that pet shops sell only animals from shelters and rescue centers. And in New Hampshire, the minimum marriage age will increase to 18, up from 13 for girls and 14 for boys. That's in part due to the work of a high school senior who pushed to raise the marriage age as part of a Girl Scout project. U.S. stock indices faltered after a strong start on Monday, as signs of progress in the U.S.-China trade war were offset by dropping oil prices. Stocks have dropped over the last 3 months as concerns grow over Trump's trade war, interest rate hikes, slowing in profit growth across sectors, and political crises like Brexit and the U.S. government shutdown. Today is the last day of Wall Street's worst year in a decade. An AP report released today details widespread theft of food aid in Yemen as millions of citizens verge on starvation. Groups on all sides of the conflict have blocked aid from rival-held areas, diverted it to their own combat units, or simply sold stolen food on the black market. The UN's World